homegrown right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a Knoxville podcast recorded at the Hudge and Howard Studio in beautiful Turkey Creek. Let's talk about Knoxville. Welcome back to a Knoxville podcast with Hutch and Howard. I'm Rob Howard, the Howard and Hutch and Howard. And this is Knoxville's favorite chatty Kathy.
Hi.
Kathy Lee Weitrick.
Hello, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I love this weather.
Oh, I know. This is the first time. Well, no. I still had to wear long sleeves earlier in the day, but I mean, it's shorts weather by the time the afternoon hits.
Oh, I know. We've said it before. If you don't like the weather,
just wait a minute. It'll change.
Stick around.
Exactly.
I feel like, what was that woman's name? Judy? No, Margie. I feel like Margie. Because every time we say hello, we start talking about the weather. And it's like, Margie said it would. I loved her.
Down in Chattanooga, it's Paul Barris said it would be like this.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah.
So way, way back in the day, there was a little cartoon there was a Knoxville Journal,
yeah,
and there was a Knoxville Sentinel.
Uh-huh.
They were two different newspapers.
Sure.
And you could subscribe to both or just one.
The Journal was the afternoon paper, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So in the newspaper, there was a little comic, one square comic, and it was JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the top always read, JoJo says. ...
Yeah.
And it was this little, it usually had to do with current events or what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was political, sometimes it was just things around Knoxville.
Yeah.
But it was a local gentleman, Paul Fogarty was his name, and he was my husband's grandfather.
Oh.
And so JoJo told the weather every day. So you had to get the paper and look at the little
see what
box
JoJo
to see.
Says.
Yeah, JoJo says blah blah blah, and then it had the weather. So that's how people would get the weather also. But because gosh, now you just pull your phone out and you can get a radar from Atlanta to Lexington.
I think I may change Alexa's name to JoJo now.
Hey, yeah, JoJo. JoJo says.
That's awesome.
But I mean, he would get like he got a letter from the president, thanking him for.
Like 50 years of service kind
of
thing.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, being in the, and then he's in the, didn't you just join the historical?
Yeah, East Tennessee Historical.
Yeah, he's there.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Some of his work.
I joined that because when I was a little kid, I don't know if I told this story, but my great uncle, his name is Will Ross, his great, great, great grandfather was John Ross,
right,
the chief of the Cherokees during the Trail of Tears.
Wow.
And my grandmother, I mean, I must have been like 9 years old or something, but she had me go along. It was like me and a bunch of very silver-haired young ladies. And that time, you know, there were no men. It was all the ladies. The men were
working,
sitting on the front porch with. No,
yeah.
Everybody was retired.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my grandfather had passed away. But I think she was just one of the Polk County Historical Society ladies would all go.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting, it was down, there's a little town on the Tennessee-Georgia border called Tinga.
Okay.
And Uncle Willie Ross, who was in his 90s then, was sitting on this little foundation where something very Cherokee happened. I can't remember exactly.
Wow.
But, you know, he just told about his, you know, this 1,000 acres right here is our family farm. And he actually started you've heard of like Dalton Carpet Mills?
Yes.
Yeah,
of course.
He started the Dalton Carpet Mills.
You're kidding.
Yeah, he's like,
wow.
Interesting fella, you know,
yeah,
a century ago.
No kidding.
So,
it's still going today.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's huge.
That's fabulous.
He sold out and
moved on.
Like they say, I didn't see none of that money. But
darn.
You know. But anyway, that's an interesting, but that's the whole reason when it came back around and I was curious about when something was happening and
mm-hmm.
it said, oh, this was sponsored by the East Tennessee Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take part and want to give back, and that was like one of the ways to do that.
Well, it tugged at your heartstrings too, because your grandmother sounds like that she put a love of history and generational
mm-hmm.
People in your life and your ancestry. I mean, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
I love old stories like that. And I love
me too.
To go, I mean, you know, the history, just I miss just sitting and talking to my grandparents and you know, just hearing the stories or whatever. But, you know, we've about told them all now. Sometimes they get more and more interesting.
Yeah, this might be the Papaw episode. Papaw said.
No. I'm just kidding. Not my Papaw. Well, maybe your Papaw. Well, no, my Papaw was precious. He would come to all my softball games. And he never missed a thing, never. But that's another whole episode.
Yeah.
We got a grandparents episode for you coming up, and we've got couple other good nuggets for you. So hope you're enjoying this. We're enjoying doing, you know, producing this blog podcast.
A Knoxville something.
Yeah. Whatever Rob turns it into, but yeah. There's so many people that have just moved here from out of state, and even, you know, even as close as Ohio, that we just say things and you think, well, everybody's heard that. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. And they don't. I mean, they look at you like you've got three heads.
Yeah.
And so the other day, my son was talking to his friend. He was like, come on, we're fixing to go eat. And Jack was like, what? We're fixing to go eat. He goes, what does that mean? Are you fixing?
Are you making the food?
Or are you going somewhere? He's like, no, we're going somewhere. And he's like, well, then why didn't you just say we're going somewhere to eat? And he's like, because we're fixing to go eat. I'm just like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Another one. My mom and dad were telling me when they were on their cruise, the you know, in the little formal dining room, they were about to sit down and somebody walked along with a tray. But she said, am I in your way? And the guy looked at her completely blank. Pardon me? Am I in your way? Way? Am I in your way? Right. I guess just does not translate. I think that's another one.
And I was talking, we were watching baseball, and Tennessee baseball, which I love. Anybody got any extra tickets? Let me know. Your favorite realtor. The hind catcher. Please don't. Please tell me you know what the hind catcher is.
The hind catcher?
Yes, so you've heard of hind catcher.
Same as the catcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just drop the hind. I mean, I don't know why growing up we always just called it the hind catcher.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my brother-in-law from Florida, and I was like, what are you talking about? Then I'm like, the catcher. He's like, you just made that word up. I said, I did not. I did not just make that word up. So, of course, all the phones come out.
Yeah.
And all the Google starts. You know, got to Google that stuff. And it was like, it is truly, if you Google it, hind catcher, it's an Appalachian term. So it is pretty local, pretty Appalachian, you know, to this area. But, I mean, in my world, it was just a hind catcher.
Hind catcher, yeah.
Yeah, so you just, you know, I didn't want to play hind catcher because my legs would be sore. I played softball. They always tried to, I didn't have a good arm.
My grandpa always had one. It was called LARPing It Up.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's so good. You're just LARPing it up.
Oh, I know. And then my daddy would say, when someone would sneeze, he'd say, scatter, Black Tom, get your tail out of the gravy. What did you just say? Now, that one, I don't think you can Google. I just don't. Scatter, Black Tom, get your tail out of the gravy.
Oh, that's good.
Sound about some cat on the kitchen counter or something? I don't know, but there are so many of those. But, you know, coming from Strawberry Plains.
Or Polk County.
Polk County. Everybody has a nickname. Everybody.
Yeah.
So.
And it's almost inversely proportionate to what you are. Like, if you're really tall and heavy, then you're tiny.
Hey, Slim.
Yeah. Hey, Little.
Or
Biggin.
Yes, that too. But it was so funny because my husband was from here, but kind of not from here his whole life. He was a military brat. And so, like, my sister, my mom and dad and I, we were talking about Doob. He's like, Doob? I'm like, yeah. And then Doob's boy. He's like, Doob's boy? That's his name? I'm like, yeah, Doob and Doob's boy came by to pick up, you know.
Oh, we had, let's see, Dub.
We had Duder.
Yeah.
Duder Keg. Duder. Duder. Shaky. Stosh. Well, I call him Stosho. And Toad.
Toad. Oh, up in Reliance, there was a family. I know there was a Bump, and there was a Stump.
I would not want to be named Stump.
And I think maybe Scooter or something. Yeah. There were.
Oh, we had Smut.
All three kids.
Smut. Yeah. Smut. I mean, like we saw him at the Mexican restaurant the other night. The one like Asheville Highway ish. And my Carter girls were there,
uh-huh.
And here comes Smut. And he walked in, and we were like, "Hey, Smut!" And everybody on the whole patio like turned and looked. And,
oh gosh!
Like, I don't even know his real name. Yeah. I swear. I mean, he's always been Smut.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know. Then we would make up card games, and the card game was Slut, but we're not going to say who that was named after. But it wasn't me.
I was going to say one of the Carter girls.
Yeah, one of the it was, but we're not going to say her name.
Oh goodness.
One of my Carter girls. Another Carter girl.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She wanted to. Well, never mind. She. Never mind. So, please take that part out.
She dressed that way. No. Not for Jesus.
True, true, true. But we've always had good fun. I mean, just like people just had nicknames.
Yeah.
And I mean.
Oh, there was another one. Dad. It was this guy. He was a little bit older than Dad, and he had started. He worked for the Fish and Wildlife,
mm-hmm.
And
TWRA or
whatever. Okay. It probably was. Okay. It was whatever it was in the '60s. You know, changed names.
Yeah.
Well, his nickname was the Rabbit Sheriff.
Oh,
because
gosh.
he would come, and if you were fishing or whatever, when my dad was adopted by my grandparents, mm-hmm. and he came and lived on the loft, you know, on the pond where I have the loft.
Yes.
And he was fishing in
your own private pond.
His own private pond. And Ralph Bates comes up. The way that I understand, he came and asked Dad if he had gotten a fishing license.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just for fun. And Dad was worried that he was going to get arrested or fined or whatever, you know. So, did you catch anything? Well, if you do, let's make sure you have that license.
Oh, gosh.
And he's like, he told him like weeks later or something that he was just picking on.
Oh, that would scare me to death. That is one thing you don't want to mess with. If you need, I mean, just even standing on the bank, if it is a lake or a river that's Tennessee, not mm-hmm. your private pond, you do have to have one because
yeah.
they'll get you in a heartbeat off a dock or off the deck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to always beware. It's not much. I mean, I think you can even get it online.
Yeah, well, Brandon...
The Hutch part of Hutch and Howard.
Yeah, the Hutch and Howard. When Aiden was born, he got him a lifetime fishing license. So I think it was a few $100, but he pretty much has that for the rest of his life as long as...
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. And he has a place on Norris.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, anytime Aiden wants to fish for the rest of his... What a great gift. You know what? That's an awesome... That would be a good closing gift for a family.
Well, especially, or like a new baby
yes,
gift.
Yes, for
that's,
a child.
That's
yeah.
a great new baby gift.
Oh, heck yeah.
I think as you age, you know, it becomes more and more expensive.
Oh, of course it does. But I'm just saying, I think one of the coolest closing gifts that I've ever given was a family that had just moved here. And you get to know each other pretty well
mm-hmm.
Through the process. And they really like the outdoors and this, that, and the other. And so... I did not get them a tree like I did Tucker, I got them a family pass to the zoo, the Knoxville Zoo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they love the outdoors, and that got them out of the house and, you know, just different areas in Knoxville and this, that, and the other. And so, if you haven't been to the zoo lately, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Lisa New went to Carter. I think she started out literally cleaning out the cages, and now she is like...
The executive director
yes,
or whatever?
Yes, yes. Wow. I mean, she is literally taking...
That's how you know somebody's passionate about something whenever they put in their 10,000 hours to become the expert on
it. Oh, my gosh. And I mean, she went to school for it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she started probably in college. Mm-hmm. I mean, just... And it's... Our zoo is really... And Jack Hanna.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be at our zoo.
Oh. What's the other guy? Is it Jack Hanna?
Yeah, like the Jack Hanna.
From the remote area medical, but then also yes. from Wild Kingdom.
Yes, yes. Yeah. He was here. He was here. And Lord of my boys, we would always, and you know what? Even in the winter, I know it's getting hot now, but the animals like react differently to different climates. And a lot of them, having a fur coat, they're even more playful and more energetic during the winter months.
Yeah.
So just put on a coat and go. And and like they give the trees, mm-hmm. like the Christmas trees.
Yeah.
They have like a, the city picks them up and takes them over there. And all the animals play in the Christmas trees and eat the pumpkins from the fall and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is fun. I love the zoo. But
that whole, it seems like a lot of our conversations go over to that whole, the Jacob building and the and the zoo. And, yep. And we haven't even talked about the fair, but that's like a very, very.
It's coming. September.
Yeah, Tennessee A&I Fair.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, like a lot of my friends, like they never took their kids. Mm-hmm. And I took Alex when he was like 4 months old.
Yeah.
And my husband goes, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm taking Alex to the fair. And he's like, he's 4 months old. And I'm like, I don't care. You got to raise him right.
Yeah.
And he wanted to see all the lights and everything. And mm-hmm. he was like, you're not taking my kid to the fair. And I'm like, oh, yes, I am. You can either go or stay home by yourself. So we went. And, of course, both of my kids grew up at the fair. We would go 2-3 times. And then get funnel cakes and candied apples and ride all the rides.
And the concerts. I love the concerts.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I met Vanilla Ice there.
No, you did not.
I
did.
I met them and
Vanilla.
And Ario Speedwagon and let's see, who else? A couple of years ago, we went and Cheap Trick was there.
Oh.
And, I mean, they're...
No, they're good.
They're pretty awesome. Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're still a pretty awesome band.
Does it cost like $10 or something for the concerts?
They start out free. I mean, they're included, but you end with up the price in the of far the... back. And then if you want really close, then they, you know, it just depends on how big they are. It's not,
that's true.
But the Homer Hamilton Theater is pretty spacious, so you can usually find a place.
I was trying to think of the I'm more of a country music fan. I was trying to think of someone that I saw there. That I mean, we just go. I mean, it's just fun. You're always going to see some good entertainment, even if it's sitting on the bench. Yeah. It's good people watcher. Yeah. My sister would always say, oh, I just go to the fair, so I feel normal. Like half the people
exotic,
need to be on.
Exotic visuals and smells and sounds.
I mean, we went down through Food Row. That is one of the times where we just said, okay, boys, wear it out. And they would go down, they'd get, you know, hot dog on a stick and a fried Oreo and then go ride rides.
The emu leg or something. Yeah,
oh my gosh, the turkey leg.
Yeah, the turkey legs, but it's like.
Oh, it's humongous.
I mean, that turkey must be 7 feet tall. I mean, you know what I mean?
Emu leg. Just like, they're bigger than Dollywood. I'm telling you, the food is fabulous. And
oh, one of my favorites is, well, there's two favorites. Denton's, mm-hmm. you know, because you can always get the little, and there's and you walk up to the big orange that's been split open.
Yep.
That's, you know, 8 feet tall.
Yep.
And then also the Philippines Connection.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I mean, it's there on, what's the name?
Magnolia.
Of yeah, Magnolia Avenue. It's right there on Magnolia.
Well, you know who
Avenue.
That is?
Uh-uh.
That's David Buckner's mom.
David Buckner.
Yes.
Oh, Dave. Buckley.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was his mom. That's his mom's place.
Oh, cool.
I think she recently passed away, and they were really, really sad about it. But I mean, but the food is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I mean, so that was his mom.
Oh, I love that place.
Yes, it's good. It is absolutely good.
When you go into the actual restaurant, it's like there's only like two mm-hmm. seats, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, it's tiny.
And they're always like, it reminds me of when I went to London, because you pay one price for takeaway, and then you pay one price for if you were actually going to use take up their seats.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In England, not here.
Oh, okay.
But,
sorry.
Yeah, so I was in London and did that a few times, and then that was the feeling when I walked in. I was like, okay, is there a different price for takeaway?
Did it used to be like a little white castle or something? I don't know. It used to be something else.
Maybe it was like a Scotty's or something.
Yeah, it was little. But right across the street, well, you've got Chandler's.
Yeah.
Yum.
Pizza Palace.
The Pizza Palace. That's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
524-4388. That's it.
That's it.
If you want to call the Pizza Palace, it's 524-4388. And get a pepperoni pizza and get a Greek salad. And if you don't want anchovies, tell them to leave the anchovies off. But the onion rings.
I tell you what, their
onion rings.
Their mozzarella cheese, I don't know where they got it or where they get it, but it just tastes different and it tastes better than any other mozzarella I've tasted.
It
period.
Is no, hands down, my favorite pizza in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, I do like Big Ed's and I do like Jamboni's.
Yeah.
Jaboni's.
Yeah, Jabroni, I think.
The new one on Kingston Pike.
Yeah.
It's kind of across from the gallery, like...
Well, it's right across from your Debbie Boone place. Sorry. Right across from the Cappuccino's...
Yes, Copper Cellar.
Copper Cellar, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, it's great.
The Debbie Boone place.
I know. Oh, but, it's been everything. It's been like 10 restaurants, but this one's going to make it. This really, I mean, it... The.
I have some clients who, they moved here from Orlando specifically because he was going to be the operator on that store.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay, well, so there was the one
manager.
In Maryville.
Yeah.
And he sold the one in Maryville, and then he opened the one in Knoxville, and he kept it.
Okay.
And I think he was the original owner for Gavino's.
Okay.
Gavin.
Yeah.
So it's Gavin.
Well, they have the Blue Tick Brewery over there
yes.
on Main Street in Maryville.
Yes. So that
used to be Bartley's before that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So awesome cousin too. Lisa and I go there about once a week, and then Lisa is also a realtor, and but we call her cousin Lisa. Because there's too many cousins, you know. Like, I don't know if you watch Succession, but like,
yeah,
well, cousin Greg, yeah. It's like cousin Lisa.
Cousin Greg. Oh,
she's Lord. Not like cousin Greg. She's cool.
Oh, what was the other? Adopo. Have you ever been to Adopo?
No.
Gosh, you have to go to Adopo.
I can't get in. I mean, I've gone like 10 times, and it's like a 2-hour wait.
Oh well, you call and order in. Yeah. We take it home, but...
Because Amy likes a special pizza there, right?
Well, she's gluten sensitive.
Okay.
So with gluten sensitive, they have sourdough bread.
Oh.
And it makes the pizza taste so good, and it's so unique, you know.
Cool.
So, and it's wood-fired, and they have some amazing, wonderful, special things and all that kind of junk.
Well, Alex and his girlfriend Kelsey go there a lot. They live downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some kind of deal where it's like, okay, it's like server special or something. You get a ball of wine and a salad and a pizza, but they get to pick it all. Have you ever done that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I would not like that. I am way too picky. I'm like when Harry met Sally, I'm the Sally. It's like, no, I order a grilled cheese with the cheese on the side. I just can't.
That makes sense.
I'm a saucy girl. I got to have all my sauces. I got to have everything on the side. I don't like my food to touch. And I eat one thing at a time. So,
yeah.
You know, if, hopefully, you know, nobody has a problem with that when they go eat me with it. But if we go eat pizza, it's one thing. So we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So, but I love pizza. Pizza is probably my favorite food. If I could only live on one food, like for the rest of your life, what would it be?
If I could pick, it would probably be pizza.
You think so?
Although, my mother... There's certain things that, like, I really love her green beans. I really love her.
Of course.
She makes, like, salmon croquettes, which are, it's not fancy. She never makes anything fancy, but she always makes it delicious.
Oh, and she makes it with love.
Yeah, and.
Where my mama made salmon patties.
It's the same thing.
No, just, I think you pronounced it correctly and called it.
I don't
salmon
know.
Crumpets.
Well, I think we're going back to the country names because I don't know what a croquette. It might have had some frog legs in it.
Oh, Lord.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, true.
I'm
or
kidding.
Crawdads.
Not my mom's, but.
Yeah. Or people like don't know what cornbread is.
Yeah,
like,
cornbread.
They don't know what cornbread. I'm like, how do you not know what they thought it was? So, my mom baked cornbread in a cast iron skillet, of course, but it was round.
Yeah.
So when she served it on the table. People thought it was like a cake, like it was dessert. And so we're just cutting it, you know, taking a big bite, and they're like, this is the driest cake. I've ever put butter on a cake. And I'm like, it's bread. It's not dessert.
My dad always tells a stupid joke, but I love him, and I love the joke. He's like, he was in math class, and they were studying pi times radius square. He says, Pi R round. Cornbread R square.
Well, my mom fixed square cornbread, but my mama fixed both of my mamas.
Oh, well, I mean, it makes
round.
Sense.
Round. Yeah, it looks like a pie. With like a cake.
And the old
cast iron,
the skillets don't look right whenever they're square.
Nope.
I mean, the ones that you see now.
No. And see, my sister, she got my grandmother's cast iron, and she has taken that over beautifully. If we have anything for anything, we need cornbread. Mm-hmm. Betsy's the one. And we have to have Mayfield whole buttermilk because mm-hmm. nothing else tastes right. I love Cruz Farms, but, you know, it's hard. Everything's like reduced fat, and I'm like, what the heck? What's a reduced fat buttermilk? If you're going to drink buttermilk, and then at the end, like...
It's like, what do they got to clamber?
No, seriously. Where's the chunks? Yeah. I mean, come on. So, like, we would my dad and my grandparents would, like, crumble up the excess cornbread and put it in a glass of buttermilk and eat it. Now, I draw the line in the sand on being country. I'm not eating clabbered milk.
What I learned when I was a little kid, like, I couldn't stand that. But if you put it in regular 2% milk, or if you put it in whole milk,
no,
it still tastes good.
No.
No, it did for me.
Only two kinds of people drink milk. Kittens and weird people.
And with that, this has been another Knoxville podcast with Hutch and Howard.
Talk to you soon.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
If you're buying or selling your home, trust a professional, don't do it alone. From the sunflower fields to the SunSphere Tower, there's a knowledgeable name, it's Hutch and Howard. It's Hutch and Howard.